WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
Sorry, it's just a little after 8 o'clock here at WRCT Pittsburgh. You just heard Noise Trail Immersion from Italy. New release on Ivoid Hangar Records called Tutta la Morte in un Solo Punto. Before that, Thanatorian with Thrice Hexed off new album Ecstasis of Subterranean Currents, also on Ivoid Hangar. Before that, you heard Blighted Elder, band from the U.S., new release on Transylvanian Recordings called Upon Merciless Flame. And you heard Scafo start off that set with Madman in the Sea off new album called Cult of Azura. Before I get back to the music, WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. More information about selling records and new releases is available at 412-821-8484 or at atticrecordsstoreinc.com.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org.
right, we're getting close to the end of another edition of To You Would Have a Human Name. You just heard Mouth of Madness from a new album called Event Horizon. Homefront before that with Real Eyes off a new album called Games of Power. I know it doesn't quite fit into a metal theme, but I thought that was a pretty good track. When the Deadbolt Breaks before that. Album's titled In the Glow of the Vatican Fire, and you heard Telma from Greece before that. Yeah, I got a few more tracks to go from Sudoku, Atomic Witch, New Brown Angel called Promise Maker, and gonna finish off with some Casper Brotzmann. Before I do that, though, let's see here. 248 years, proud patriots have defended our freedom as American soldiers. One of the best ways to honor their service is through the Army Historical Foundation's Registry of the American Soldier. Open to all Army veterans, this free registry allows veterans or a loved one on their behalf to create a permanent public record of their service. No soldier's story should be forgotten. Learn more at armyhistory.org, sponsored by the Army Historical Foundation. All right, enjoy the rest of the show. I'll see you back here next week for another edition of To You Would Have a Human Name.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot.